I greet you all listeners at home, wherever you are. My name is Xolani Chako Shabalala. I'm a drug recovering addict, a man of God, a motivational speaker by profession. Yes, you are listening to your favorite Good News Community Radio, 93.6 FM. But before we go any further, can we just bow our heads and close our eyes and pray? Father God, we thank you. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have gave us. Father, we thank you for your guidance. We thank you, Lord, by giving us this great commitment, by giving us this beautiful day that you have given us. You've been with us throughout the process. Father, I thank you for everything that you have done to my life. Father, I bless each and every listener, wherever they are, be with them. Bless them while they are listening. Father, let me share whatever I'm going to share with success. Father, I ask for your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Wherever we didn't do right, please make things right, as you promise in your word that you will make things right whenever the time is right. Father, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You are listening to Good News Community Radio, 93.6 FM. I'm a drug recovering addict, as I said earlier. I've been in drugs for 11 years. And yeah, my problem started growing up in a very abusive family. So I was rejected in a way that I even reject myself. Whenever I see good people, I couldn't see myself to them. Because the way I was so rejected by my family, I tend to reject myself. So I always see myself in bad people, you know. So I started smoking cigarettes at the age of 13, and then it went to darker at the age of 14. At the age of 16, 17, I was an alcoholic, and I was a dancer, going parties, nightclubs. And then my drug problem with Wunga, it started before Mandrax, because I think along the way, after noticing that alcohol, it wasn't my thing, you know, because I used to get hiding whenever I'm drunk. I used to get beat up, like, always. So I ended up quitting alcohol. Then I started taking Mandrax, not long after. But 2009, I was staying with my girlfriend at the place called Amaoti. I was working there as a queue marshal in Maoti Taxi Association. I was a rank manager there. I was staying with my girlfriend, and she was pregnant. So at 2010, I think it was 21st January, she had a miscarriage. So I couldn't take that pain, you know. I couldn't take that pain because I believe, because everything happened right in front of me, that night I couldn't sleep well. So I wanted something to make me fall asleep. So I then decided that, no, I used to see guys who are Wunga smokers sleeping while they're standing. I think it's the only way to fall asleep, you know. So I went about 11 o'clock at night, and I went to buy it. I came and I used. And the next day I used, not knowing that I'm going to be hooked. So that's where my Wunga problem started. It became a problem maybe in 2012. But 2010, 2011, things were seems, you know, to be okay, because I was still working. I could handle there and there, but I was stealing the money from the rank. That's where my problem started. 2012, I decided to quit the rank manager job because I was exposed that I'm stealing money for the rank fees. So I had to run away. I started selling all my things, and it became like a huge problem. After running away from Maoti, I couldn't stay anywhere, because whenever I got into one place to another, I will steal, I will rob, you know. So I couldn't stay wherever I go. I used to have problems, like I had to run away, you know. So 2016, I was in the streets of Durban. That's where I realized that, no, this is not my life. I tried to quit. I seek for help. I find help. I was admitted to Newlands Park. I came out at May 2016. I relapsed in August 2016. 2017, June, I applied again. I relapsed in 2019. Up until 2021, where I was admitted for the third time at Newlands Park Center. The third time was different because I had already accepted Jesus as my personal Savior, as my Lord. I accepted Jesus with no one there, but God just revealed it to me that you need to accept me in your life. You need to give your life to me so that you will be able to be a recovering addict. So you'll be able to find whatever you are seeking for. So I accepted Jesus as my King and my personal Savior while I was in the streets. So that's how I got help. That's how I met Jesus in my life. But to answer your question, I would like us to start with a very important question, because a listener at home might be wondering, what is a drug? So we need to introduce that question to the listeners. A drug is a mind and a mood altering substance. It could be legal, it could be illegal, but it's a mind and a mood altering substance. So there are legal drugs that we are to purchase in pharmacies, doctors, that we are receiving in our clinics, hospitals. There are illegal drugs, those we buy in the black market, in the streets. So you asked, like, what is the big challenge for addiction? The big challenge for addiction is that each and every drug addict, he tends to do crime, like serious crime. If you're a drug addict, you must be a crime committer, you must be a rogue or a crook, because you need to also support your habit. So each and every drug addict, in order to support his or her habit, he or she must steal somewhere, somehow. Even if you are working in a factory, you are working whatever company you are working, but if you are taking drugs, you will have to steal, because of you need to support your habit, because you get paid at certain times. Maybe after a week, get paid maybe in fortnight, maybe some are get paid in month end. But in order for you to support your habit, you need to steal. That's what is happening. People are stealing because they want to support their habit. And the most important factors in recovery, in a drug recovery, drug addiction recovery, I might say that firstly, we need to abstain from any kind of drugs, as they say that we are the people with a disease of addiction. For us, in order to stay clean for the rest of our lives, we need to abstain. So abstinence is the key, is the main key, is the main factor for a drug recovering addict. You need to abstain from any kind of drugs, and you need to be consistent in whatever you do. Your recovery plan, your relapse prevention plan, you need to be consistent in it. And you also need to believe in yourself, and you need to love yourself, love God, you know. Thank God for what he has done for you, because when we are in the streets out there, we were vulnerable. You know, we were powerless over our addiction. But God comes and gives us healing, comes and gives us breakthrough, because he is a God of breakthrough. So, yeah, those are the most important factors for a drug recovery addict. So, yeah. And another thing that I can say to a listener is that to those who are in active addiction, guys, recovery is possible. It's a walkable journey. Trust me, I've been there. I've done that. I know how you feel. I walked that walk. I talk that talk. I know how it's going down there. The gullies, the streets, I know what it's like. You know, it's not nice waking up in the morning with a temptation to steal, with a temptation to rob. You know, before I used to run away from the police, but today they are my friends. We're working with them together, running some programs, raising awarenesses in schools, in community. Now I'm able to go inside a shop with no desire to steal. Well, before I used to go inside a shop. And so what I'm trying to say is that recovery is possible, especially to those who are in active addiction. Recovery is possible. You can take your decision. There's a lot of help available for those who want to break free from drugs. You can do it. I know, and you know it, you can do it. And also to the pastors, you know, all the spiritual leaders, please, let's come forward and pray for active addiction, and pray for our children, those who are not hooked on drugs. We need to pray for them, because it is a war against drugs and our people. It is a serious war. Let's come forward and also pray for our people. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen.